everyone, and welcome to my show. You're in the thoughts here at BBS. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, and you, Mike?
I'm doing good. How do you hear me?
Good.
Clear? Loud? You sound good. I'm just seeing how the connection is. How do I sound?
You sound great.
It sounds good here, too. I like that.
Thank you.
This might be one of the easier ones I did. Nice, clear connection. What's your name?
Ashley.
Where are you calling from?
From New York.
Nice. What part?
Brooklyn, New York.
Good. Finally a New Yorker.
I'm sorry?
I think you're the first New Yorker.
Thank you.
Yep. I was born in Brooklyn. White Bluff
Heights. Oh, great.
Yep, Brooklyn, and raised in Queens.
And great, that's where I was born, Brooklyn, Queens.
No kidding.
I lived
in Ridgewood.
Oh, wow, I know where that is.
Myrtle Avenue, Cypress Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my playground where I grew up, and then we moved upstate by Albany. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to tell the callers that welcome to the show and let them know what the number is, and I'll jump into your reading.
Okay.
Everyone that's listening, if you'd like to call after this and get a psychic reading, it's 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada.
4313?
Yep.
Okay.
Spread my name around New York.
Okie doke.
I'm going to be gyrating down that way in about a year.
I would do that.
Tell all your friends. Okay, let's see what we got for you, Ashley.
Okay.
Oh. You're in a significant change. That's for sure. It's going to change in many different ways for you. Did a relationship just start, or is there somebody just coming into your life?
Well, I'm married right now.
You're married?
Yeah.
Everything's okay there? And
can you speak a little louder, Mike?
How's everything with that, okay? With your marriage?
Yeah, happy? We have up and down, but it's okay.
Okay. I feel it continuing. I wouldn't worry about anything with the relationship, that's for sure. I feel I'm growing closer to you.
Okay.
Almost like it's an anniversary or some kind of significant event coming up.
Not that I know of.
Okay. I just feel I'm getting closer to you, pulling closer to you. I am feeling a change also with really everything in your life. If you're looking for work, you're probably going to find it.
Yes, I'm looking for a part-time work.
Okay. I can feel work coming to you. And do you have to move or relocate for some reason, or is somebody close to you moving?
Well, we're thinking about moving.
Okay, because I'm feeling a move coming up for you also.
Oh, great, because we got to prove.
Good. You're going to go through a total change in a way. You're going to be working on a new job and relocating. And
that's
I feel
great.
And I feel that may bring you and your hubby closer also, I think, is what I was feeling. I think the changes are nice enough where it kind of increases your relationship, the positive in your relationship.
That's wonderful.
I feel like you'll be getting rid of a lot of baggage, too, a lot of negativity also. It may be a better spot, a happier spot for you, a safer spot, more convenient. I'm hearing a fresh start with it. You view it like it's a fresh start. It does. This is what this changes that you're going to be going through with the moving and the part-time work is going to be what brings you and your husband closer together, brings more happiness into your life. I feel like I go into the end of May, just basically getting ready for the change, preparing for the change.
I'm going on a trip in May.
In May?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on for a second. You're jumping ahead of me because I got a little bit more I wanted to give you, and then it's probably going to connect to the journey anyway because I do feel like there was going to be some travel for you. That was going to be the next thing I said. Also, I feel like I'm visiting someone or somebody may visit me or both things may happen, so you can be prepared for that.
Okay.
Okay, and there's a definite move. I'm getting a move again. I'm hearing move, move, move. A lot of communicating with the mail, phone, making arrangements. Be prepared for that. You're going to be busy between now and the end of May also. I feel like there's going to be, it's almost like a, there may even be a connection with work coming from a, I feel like it'll be a male hooking me up, telling me about something, or a friend of hers. Or a friend of a friend knows someone. So be alert to that. A job coming from a friend or word of mouth through family or friend, okay?
Okay.
It may even be somebody your husband knows. For some reason, I'm feeling him being involved and maybe you getting a part-time job or helping you somehow. And maybe somebody he even knows, okay? So be prepared for that or alert for it. And also, on this trip or the journey that's coming up, also be alert for extra money and part-time work also.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm feeling like you're either going to get some advice or help or a connection maybe on your trip or during your journey. So, and this may come through insight and inspiration and intuition, so be alert to that also. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Let me give you some numbers. I got a 13.
All right, great.
11 and 4.
What is it?
13, 11, and 4.
13, 11, and 4.
Yep.
Got it. Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, thank you. You have
a good
night.
Have a good evening.
You have a good night.
You too.
Go to my, bio at the BBS and look it over and join our Yahoo group. You can catch
okay,
me.
Great.
I do some free shows and chat also.
Okay, so, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Anybody that's just joining now, my name is Michael Goger, and I'm the host of my show, You're In the Thoughts, and it's here at BBS Radio. And if you'd like a reading, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. I'd appreciate any comments or validations on the readings you do receive. Hi, caller. Caller.
Are you?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
My name is Lisa. How are you tonight? You good?
I'm doing great, Lisa.
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida?
Yes.
Nice. I love it. People from all around the world can listen and join in.
You bet.
Isn't it amazing?
You're going to accumulate quite a following, I think. You're really good.
I didn't catch that. What did you say?
I said you're really good. I've listened to you on the archives.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel good. I like comments and validations on what I do. I appreciate it. Let me see.
Well,
what
from what I heard, you did good, and I think it makes people feel better.
Thank you. I focus on uplifting people. I am a psychic medium, and I hear and feel most of my imagery and sensory or energy, whatever you might want to call it. And I just listen and feel, and I let it flow through me. And I try to focus on things that can help or uplift whoever I'm reading. I think that's an important part of the reading. Not so much prophecy. I try to develop and focus on prophecy, but I don't think it's the most important thing of a reading.
I think
it's the way you leave the person that you read feeling is the most important thing. Okay, Lisa. You know, as soon as I connected to you, I felt like there was a need for, and it's coming, strength and energy and...
Could you speak a little louder, please?
Okay, how's that?
Better.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. As soon as I connected to you, I felt a need for and a coming to energy and strength and like a recovery in health. So if it's been you or somebody close to you hasn't been feeling well, you can probably look forward to an improvement, if not a recovery, depending on
good.
The circumstances, okay? I feel as though this has kind of been like mental or emotional possibly, and or it has went into emotions and mental, like an exhaustion and possibly a depression. So if there is something like that going on, that should improve. I pick up on people that you're close to or you're exposed to or events and circumstances around you are coming your way. So if you're married, I could pick up on things for your husband, or if you have children living with you, or children, period. Anything that you're emotionally invested in, I'll pick up on or receive
mm-hmm.
imagery for. So I am getting, the cycle that you're going into now is going to bring an increase in energy and health and strength. I'm hearing success and achievements, especially with things that I'm focusing on. I feel like interviews or exams or testing may be coming my way.
You feel like what?
I'm feeling like interviews or exams or testing of some kind. You know, interviews or an exam or a test.
No, that's not hitting anything with me now.
Okay, well... this will be between now and the end of May, say.
Yeah.
And it might come out of nowhere. Any time, I don't know, are you in school or anybody close to you in school and got some exams coming up or...
no.
Job interviews? Okay, well, just jot it down. You know, there was times where I seen these being medical tests, too. If you're having any
okay.
medical... if you're having any type of testing, I feel like I will do well with it.
Good.
Between now and the end of May, okay? And seeing that I was connected right away to health, it just may be medical tests. So just jot that down. Look forward to it. I'm getting I feel like I'm putting some type of a plan or a project in motion, something that I might be working on or something that I'm hoping for, and,
mm-hmm.
and I'm spending a lot of time on it. And by the end of May, I may decide to do... What it is I've been thinking about or working on or hoping for. I just feel like I got some kind of plan or an idea and I want to get it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, I'm getting success with that also. I'm leaning towards it being taken off, you know, getting started, going well. There's a chance you may encounter between now and the end of May some jealousy from friends or family or coworkers. I'm not sure what this is, but I'm leaning towards business and finances, I guess, work world, and coworkers possibly. But I just feel like there might be a little bit of jealousy between now and the end of May. Try not to get involved in any office politics or neighbors squabbling or anything like that.
That's a good thing to stay out of.
Yeah, and be alert for it, because sometimes you can get pulled into these things without even realizing it. That's why I'm saying if you do see some bickering or jealousy going on, you kind of just avoid it and stay away from it, especially between now and the end of May. And I feel like I'm taking on more, and I'm being pulled to work, business, money. I feel like responsibilities are being increased. I'm feeling my workload increasing between now and the end of May, so I should be prepared for that. And this cycle that you're going into is coming in at the right time. I just feel like I'm much busier, or I got more to do, and I got more responsibilities, and I need to be prepared for that. That's how I'm going to kind of like spend the time between now and the end of May. Kind of like with an increasing workload, but at the same time, I'm also feeling better and having more energy. So You'd be prepared for that. And if you or anybody close to you has been looking for like a step up, a raise, or a promotion, there's also a chance of an increase in income, or a raise, or a promotion, or a better job. Or I feel like I'm being lifted up financially and work-wise, and it's a promotion in a way. And that's about it, really. I can give you some
it
numbers.
It all sounds good.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for work, it looks really good. Or if you need things to get better at work, it looks really good. And also, if anybody's been in need of an uplifting or strength or energy, it's definitely coming to you. So this is how you use these readings, you know. You just jot them down and kind of connect them to where they're supposed to go in your life. Okay, I'll give you some...
Do you feel that I'm on the right track in my life? Or is there anything I should be doing?
I'm hearing you are on the right track, and everything you need to do what needs to be done will be given to you. But I also feel that it's going to be busy. And at times may be a little overwhelming, and I need to pace myself and focus on my energy and my health also as I go on my journey. It's very important to pace myself, because I feel like sometimes you might overwhelm yourself at work or responsibility. As long as you're aware of that and alert to that, you'll do fine.
My life is very overwhelming, so I think that's just a general given right there.
Yes, and at times, especially around the end of May, you're going to see your workload increasing, and you need to be alert to that and pace yourself.
Okay.
But you are on the right track. You're busy. You're successful. It's increasing, and I really feel that you're doing the right thing, and just keep doing what you're doing, but stay in balance and watch how much you take on at one time.
Okay,
I'll give you some numbers. I have an 8, a 10, and 5.
Okay. I'll jot those down and keep them handy.
Okay, you just dwell on them. Take care, and you have a good night. Tell your friends about us here at BBS.
Oh, I will.
And tell
them about it. Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to take a second here and mention that we're going to open up another night of Your Inner Thoughts with me, Michael Goger. And it will be every Thursday night. So tomorrow night, you get to hear me again. So there's going to be plenty for everybody. And just keep hitting redial and you get through. The number here is 1-888-268-4313 in U.S. and Canada. Also, I'd like to... caller, how you doing? Hello, caller.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Chris.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm pretty good. You call me Whammo on Yahoo.
Whammo?
Whammo, yeah.
I remember you well.
Yep.
I remember people's chat names easier than I do their real names.
Yeah.
but it's starting to change. It's becoming more
yeah.
of a... Welcome to the show, buddy. How does it sound?
Oh, thank you.
How does it sound?
How does it sound? Sounds pretty
yeah.
good.
Sound good? Would you listen to it every week?
I try to get into it for a little while anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be here 3 times a week, 3 nights a week.
Oh.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday nights.
Yeah. Actually, I'm ahead of you. Talking on the phone, I'm ahead of you on my computer, sending it through the computer. Well, anyway.
Okay. Well,
let me put that for your question then, or
no? Let me just jump into your reading, bud. Let's see.
What's that?
Let me just start your reading.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you fine.
Yep. Okay. Good. Chris. Yeah, you're definitely in new beginnings yourself. Looks like
yeah.
it's a night for new beginnings here. That's also going to affect basically everything in your life. I feel like, I feel like you could be traveling or relocating also with
wow.
you.
Wow. What would that be?
Well, it's in the works. Hang on. I'm just trying to make sense of what I'm hearing. And I'm also hearing probably a change in also with the relocating, the work or the finances or what you're doing for a living. So.
Okay. What am I going to be doing for a living?
I don't know if this makes sense, but I'm hearing food service for some reason.
Food service, okay.
Yeah.
I've been interested in bartending lately, so.
No kidding. Good.
Yeah, I get bartending. I work at the casino. I'm interested in getting into bartending at the casino. You know?
Well, that's what they're showing me. I feel like I'm in a restaurant or a nightclub. It could be a casino, but
casino's actually growing. Yeah, so this could be a nightclub in it and a restaurant part of it.
Yeah, they just stuck me in a nightclub, and I felt like I was doing something with the food service part or connected to it. So,
okay,
bartending is right around from the kitchen, ain't it?
Yeah. So, what would be a time frame for that?
Well, I feel the changes that are going to come to you are being laid now.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been working on it or looking or trying, but thinking about it.
I just laid down a plan about doing that. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a blackjack deal. I thought, no, I'd rather be in bartending. Or
nice.
Money
well,
and asshole, yeah.
Yeah, I would lean towards the bar and the kitchen, and I think you'll do okay with the work. I feel like you'll be happy with it, and I'm also hearing I feel like you're going to not only do well but like it a lot. And
good, yeah, I thought I would too, more than blackjack. Yeah,
You know, it's almost like, damn, I'm good at this. You know,
yeah.
It's going to be like a shock on how good you are and how well you do.
Yeah, because I've never bartended before, but I hope they can, you know, show me, and I think I'm a quick learner, so, you know.
I can feel it in you, and I can feel that you're going to like it and do well, so lean that direction.
So any romantic connections for me, or?
I am getting changes in relationships, and also, it's like everything changes around me, what I'm doing for a living, where I'm living, who my friends are.
Right.
There's new friends, new experiences coming in. It's like a general change in direction for you, and it's a good thing for you.
Okay. Anybody in particular?
Well, I just kind of like listen to what they're saying to me, and they're showing me doors opening for you. So I wanted to get that out to you. Take advantage of all the doors that open for you, even if there's a challenge. Even if it's a little difficult, don't back down until you give it a shot and do the best with it, because there'll be rewards there for you.
Like what types of challenges?
Probably opportunities and offers and leaning towards work and business. So
yeah,
just be alert for opportunity and offer and connections coming your way. Try not to rush into anything between now and the end of May. If you
don't rush into anything?
Don't rush into anything. Try to sleep on it for a night.
Okay.
A little bit of advice there. You don't have to say right away. I mean, you can go home and sleep on it.
Yeah, because I was wondering if I made the right or wrong choice while not going to dealers, blackjack dealer school. I decided not to. To work more overtime in my job and go after the bartending thing later on, you know.
Right.
So any new people, any new friends come into my life or anything like that? Or
watch your temper between now and the end of May.
Okay.
I feel like somebody might push you the wrong way, and if you explode, it might bite you in the butt. So if you feel like...
I've kind of felt like, you know, right, you know, I've had it up to here, you know what I mean? So I've got to kind of calm down and everything else.
Yeah. And I think the changes would be good for you. Are you hoping they go down by the end of May?
What type of changes?
Like moving and changing jobs?
Actually, I've already moved, actually. I moved into a new place just recently.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm feeling...
You actually predicted that. You said, oh, yeah, you're going to be moving. And I was doing moving the moving process at the moment you said that. So.
No kidding. When was that?
That was
a previous reading?
A couple months ago, yeah.
I do so many readings now that... I used to remember every reading I did. Can you imagine that? But now, now I can't. But I told you you were moving, and okay, so you just recently moved. That's why it's feeling so strong.
Yeah, so I'm all kind of settled in. You know, did a new place here. Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you, you're being touched by spirit. I feel like he's. I feel like you're going to be blessed in a way, Chris.
Okay.
I really do feel like you got a real good month coming up.
Okay.
I am feeling a female coming to you, possibly with relationship connections, but she's going to be a little maturer than you, and maybe a little older, I'm thinking. That's why they're telling me this. So it may be she may be just a little bit older than you.
Okay.
And kind of like keep your eyes open between now and the end of May for chance encounters or somebody coming your way.
Okay, is she from around here or from around where I live? Or?
I get the feeling it may come through employment or the work world.
Through the work world, okay.
Yeah, or connected to it in a way. Like
hey, because there's one woman I was liking at work for a while. I haven't seen her around. I invited her actually to our housewarming party we had, and she didn't show up. I was wondering if it was her or not, but...
I wouldn't give up on it. Maybe invite her again to another event. But I am being pulled to the work and business world with the relationship thing.
Okay, because this girl works at the same place too, yeah.
And it could be some activity with it between now and the end of May, so give it another shot, or she might even contact you and explain why, you know, who knows. But I'm just saying, I'm feeling...
Do you have a name or a description? Or?
No.
Or do I already know her?
I feel like... there's a good chance you do know her.
Okay.
Good chance you do know her. And she should be on the scene by the end of May.
By the end of when?
By the end of May.
End of May, okay.
Okay. And... you know, it's going to feel like you're going to know her when you meet her. You're going to know it's her and where it's headed.
Okay.
You know? It's like one of those things that just grip you with her. You're going
to
know.
Yeah, because the one I like at work there, I'm not able to touch base with her very well. I keep wondering if it's that one or not, but then it might be somebody else like you're saying.
Yeah. Well, you know what you do? Just go about your daily life, and I believe you'll see it unfold.
Yeah.
By the end of May.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right.
And, you know, I feel like I get something that maybe other people wanted or somebody else wanted. And I want to be careful not to, like, rub it in their faces. I don't know if this is the work or the relationship thing. So if she has an ex or an old boyfriend and there's, like, a connection or, you know, just be alert for that type of thing.
Okay.
It's either a relationship that maybe somebody else wanted, or maybe something at work. And
Be humble.
Don't be. You know what I mean? It's very important here.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like a lot of good news.
Well, I always give good news.
Yeah, you do.
If I got a choice, why would I give bad news? Always give good news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so much goodness in the world. I look for that. I give warnings sometimes.
Yeah.
Bumps in the road.
You gave me a warning that sort of came about with one thing. I did move into this new place here, and I have a female roommate, and there was a guy trying to push his way in. She pushed him out. He got doing bad things. He actually snuck into the house one time and...
So I helped you there too then.
I wasn't here, but she's really made sure he's staying out. He's a weirdo, you know, you're really keeping alert of him. She actually has a new boyfriend who's like a cop, so he's gonna keep extra watch. You know.
Wow.
He's really, that guy really isn't gonna come around anymore. So
that was
you said that though. I remember that.
Well, that was in a past reading too then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I tell people stuff like this. Because if you can see it developing, there's a chance you can make it better. You might not be able to stop it or...
Right.
But you can make it... You can shed light on it, or you can shed darkness on it. You know? And so I see an importance there in a way of helping people.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, man.
It was
all
a
right.
pleasure. Tell your
Good
friends about
you.
Us.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, everyone, if you'd like to call, it's 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And I'll be here tomorrow night, midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa? Where are you
yep.
calling from, Melissa?
Pardon me?
Where are you calling from?
Saskatoon.
Where?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan in Canada.
Oh, okay, Canada. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Welcome to the show.
Pardon me?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Are you a regular listener?
No, actually. I just started listening tonight.
Oh, nice. Good. A new listener. That's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here...
My friend Jen actually told me about it.
Who did?
My friend Jen.
Nice. Good. Thank her next time you see her. And you can tell your friends.
Pardon me?
And you can tell your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, Melissa, I started right off with... an increase in finances for you and a lot of activity and...
Pardon me?
I'm being pulled to your financial realm.
I'm what?
Your financial realm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm being pulled to.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm feeling an increase.
Okay.
Financially.
Okay.
Okay, and a lot of activity with it, like I'm looking for work, or I'm getting raises, or I'm selling something, but there's activity with financial business and connection.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's also, I'm feeling there'll be a connection. I feel like the news comes through a...
You're feeling, pardon me?
I'm having news delivered to me about money.
News delivered to you?
About money, okay.
Bad news?
About money.
Oh, okay.
How's that? Is that any better?
Sure.
How is that? Can you hear me well?
Kind of.
Okay, how's that? Is that any better?
That's better.
I just want to make sure you can hear me well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm having news about money delivered to me. I don't know if you're looking for a loan or waiting for a raise or money to come through somehow, but I feel like it comes to me between now and the end of May.
Okay.
Okay. Now, also there may be some travel connected to money or finances. Between now and the end of May.
Okay.
Okay. Also, I'm hearing good news about a child too. I don't know if there's a child in your realm that needs help or some extra attention or is very special somehow, but I'm feeling good news and a lot of good things coming to this child also.
Okay.
Almost like I need to hear it, or I might know somebody that needs to hear it.
Okay.
Because I pick up on people around you and events coming or going.
Okay.
So I could pick up on children or your husband or your friends if you're exposed to them emotionally.
Yeah.
I'd pick up on some things with them. So it could be connected to anything in your realm, really. But I am getting a child maybe that needs, I'm just hearing good news for a child. So just,
okay.
You know, you can just jot that down. Now, huh. Did you just meet somebody or start a relationship?
I just ended a relationship, but I started talking to one of my exes.
Okay. And I'm getting both of those. You know, I want to go slow with that, with the ex. Go slow with that, and is he back into your life, or is it just starting?
I'm talking to both of them right now.
Okay. That's why I'm being shown what I'm being shown. I'm a little confused, okay? I feel confused, and I feel... I don't know which way to go, romantically or relationship-wise. And I'm being pulled in different directions. I feel like I'm being pulled apart, and that would explain that, because you're connected to the two of them, still connected to the two of them.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, for some reason, go slow with it.
Okay.
Okay, and don't make any concrete plans.
Okay.
Between now and the end of May. Let it go into June before you really start writing anything in stone or making permanent plans, if you can. I think it would be easier and clearer for you to do it, like, in the beginning of June.
Okay.
Okay? So you can go slow with it, write it out for 30 days, and then do, like, a reevaluation, and I think the light will be on and your information will be much clearer.
Okay.
Because I don't think you're really, in your mind, I don't think you can really make a, first of all, I don't think all the facts are there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think your mind is clear enough at this time to write anything down in stone pertaining to relationships.
Okay.
Okay, so, and if you can wait till the end of May, you'll do just fine.
Okay.
Okay. I hope this all helped you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think it should.
Is it somewhat what you were looking for?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty much exactly what I was looking for.
Good. I take pride in kind of like being pulled to where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be the case with the validations.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly what I wanted to know. I wanted to know about job-wise, or if I was going to get any money, and pretty much what was going to happen with the guys. So, yeah, you totally cleared up a lot of stuff for me.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know, I was, as a matter of fact, it started with the money, remember?
Mm-hmm.
When I went right to the money with you?
Yeah.
And I do feel that you do have it coming, and it's going to come through a mail, and also there'll be news being delivered to you about it.
Okay.
You're waiting for an answer or waiting for the news to come, and I feel like it's good for you.
Okay.
But I do feel there's a lot of confusion also, especially mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to go right into the end of May, so that's why I said kind of wait until the beginning of June, and things will be much clearer for you.
Okay.
And all the facts and all the figures will be in, and things can move forward on it.
Okay,
because at this time, I don't think all the facts and figures are in. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
There's pieces of the puzzle missing. So give it until the end of May, and you'll be doing just fine.
Okay.
I'll give you some numbers. I got 11, 18, and 22.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good night. Tell your friends about us.
Okay, thank you very much.
BBS, the best radio station in the world.
Tell
all
you.
Your friends. Thank you. You have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, everybody. I appreciate comments and validations and anything. Just send it to me and BBS Radio. BBS email is contact@bloginservice.com. And my email, if you want to speak to me privately or get a hold of me for some reason, is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Hello, caller.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. What's your name?
Hear it.
What's your name?
It's Christine.
Good. Where are you calling from, Christine?
I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh, nice. That's Canada too, right?
It sure is.
Good. Canadians tonight. One New Yorker. That was a thrill. I'd like to hear from more New Yorkers, but I realize it's late here. It's going for one, so.
Yeah, that's pretty late for them to be calling. I'm sure they're not up this late.
Yep. It'll get better. It'll expand. Not too far down the road, I'll probably have a day show here, even here at BBS.
Yeah, you'll have to get on during the day. That would be helpful for people close to you.
For a lot of people. It would, and for my real world.
Yeah.
I can retire in a year, and then I'll be available anytime, and then I can fit into other people's schedules.
Oh, that would be nice.
Take
care of your own schedule, too.
Yeah, well, right now I'm 3 to 11, so this is perfect for me. You know, I walk right into it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. And I can do this for another year, and then when I retire, then I can do a little something on days and public appearances and whatever comes my way, you know?
Well, I'd sure love to hear you on it on the days.
That would
be
awesome.
Even late for me, so.
You can see it coming. And BBS is going to be getting into AM, FM, satellite, whatever comes their way, and they're going to go in that way, and I'm going to be a part of it, so. It'll be nice on mainstream airwaves, too. You can listen to you, you know. I can come on your stereo or your car, and you can hear me.
Yeah, well, you'll have all the truckers calling in for sure.
That's good. As long as there's millions of them.
I'm sorry, pardon? I didn't hear that.
As long as there's millions of listeners, that's what we want.
Exactly. Get your word out there.
Yep. Okay, Christine. You know, I feel a need with you to... are you on vacation now, or you need one?
No, I'm not. I work and I go to school, but...
I feel like I need a break, in a way. I want to pay attention to that. Maybe you can take an extra day off or go meditate...
Well,
go walk.
I'm feeling very lazy today. Maybe that's what you're picking up.
Oh, okay. I would still take a day off. I would. I would. If you can take an extra day off, do something just for you.
Okay.
I think it would be wonderful for your spirit and your moods. I just feel like I work hard. I study hard. I'm busy, and I need a. I could use a day off just for me.
Well, I'll take one on your demand there.
Yeah, or really enjoy your next day off anyway. Do something special. I just feel the need to relax and take and center myself. And actually, I would dabble in meditation also, Christine, with you.
Okay.
I really do feel that, you know, somewhere in your life you can fit in 5 minutes to meditate. I think it would be very beneficial to you. Okay.
I only ever do that if I'm trying to get something for somebody else, so I'll do that for me.
Well, you know, meditation is an awesome stress reducer, and it's also a part of creating because it's connected to visualization.
Right.
So what I like to do when I'm meditating is I'll meditate 10 minutes and. All of my meditations are very graphic, lots of color and action and visualization. I go right into creating or focusing on the way I'd like life to be.
Okay.
So it comes in handy for many different things.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I feel like you would be interested in it and it would be beneficial for you, so check that out.
I will do that.
And I'm hearing relationship and I'm feeling friendship, partnerships here with you. It could be a relationship coming together or a significant friendship between now and the end of May. Are you looking or are you in a relationship? Or?
I'm not in a relationship, no.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to meet somebody and I'm going to be interested in this person.
there is someone that that is actually an instructor of mine, and I'm not a teenager or anything, so that's not a problem, but it seems that he's interested in me, so I'm not sure what that means.
That's interesting, because I feel like it is connected to my work and to my world, whatever, you know, my business, my school, my work.
Okay.
And you're working too, right?
Yeah, but it's not full time. It's just sort of a couple of things I dabble in.
Okay. Is there a partner? I feel like somebody might get involved in it with you,
The training would bring me that, yeah. The training would bring me work, so.
Okay, and I feel like there may be a partnership, so be open for that.
Okay.
I feel like if there is, it would be successful.
Okay.
So be alert. I mean, if you might bump into somebody that's got the same idea you have, or you might be connected to someone.
Okay. So this is someone you think is coming towards me. It's not somebody I might already know.
Relationship-wise?
Mm-hmm. Or the partnership, I guess.
It's a rough call. It's a rough call. I'm leaning both ways.
Okay.
I want to say you know them.
Okay.
Or they're just coming into your life. Or you just met them. This type of a feeling. It's right on the border.
Alrighty.
It's right on the border with me, and I'm leaning towards you knowing them. So, just kind of like because I'm hearing just met. So I believe it's a new friendship or a new encounter.
Okay. It's odd to me if it's who I think it is, because I can't imagine being able to have a partnership with this person, but...
Okay. Stranger things have happened.
You're right there.
And I'm also feeling like there might have been a dispute or a friendship broke up or a relationship broke up. Did you something like that just happen around you or with you?
No. I think more of it was a giving up on the hopes of one, if that makes sense.
Well, put it this way, if there is a dispute between now and the end of May, I feel it would blow over. I don't think it would be an ongoing thing.
Okay.
But then again, I'm leaning towards maybe it might have just happened. Just remember between now and the end of May that if there is some kind of a flare-up between friends, that it won't be too big of a thing and it'll blow over. And if there was, I feel like they're on the verge coming back together again, or they will come back together.
Okay.
I'm not leaning towards an unnoticed attention. I'm leaning towards like two people had a falling out. So.
Okay. I'm sure I'll figure out where that fits.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen 2 weeks from now, and you'll say, oh, that's what he was talking about. So, but I think the importance in the message is knowing that it would blow over quickly.
Good.
Especially if it's a family. Now, this could be a family member or a friend or a neighbor also. So,
okay.
But I think the message there is that it will blow over quickly.
Super.
Okay. And, you know, I am leaning towards you... being with somebody by the end of May. I'm really feeling this for you. I hope I'm right. I have been wrong now. I'm not always right. But I do feel like you either being in one or starting a relationship.
Okay. Well, that would be good. In my work world, if it's the way you're describing it. So.
Okay. Now, you say school. Now, I'm getting some medical imagery. Are you anything connected to healthcare or?
No. Well, I do spiritual healing, but that's not what I'm in school for.
Okay.
Nothing at all to do with health, unless it's my health is bad and I can't do what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know.
Okay. You're involved in spiritual healings?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you do have talent for that. I am being shown that.
Mm-hmm.
You would do well in the field of, like, massage or Reiki, or I don't know if you ever thought about that.
Well, not Reiki. No, that doesn't appeal to me. Massage, yeah, but it's a little hard on the body and very hard to make a buck at, so that's why I've definitely moved into this different career line. So.
Yeah. I mean, it could anything with a holistic services. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Reiki and massage, but yeah, I mean, it's a big field. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Herbology and crystals, and you know. But you would do well. I mean, you would do well even working in. I believe, and I don't. Yeah, you might not believe it now, but I'm just being shown possibly past life or other type of energies that are within you that would be compatible in the health field, like working in a hospital or in counseling or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
I could see it. I can't see me doing that as a full-time profession.
Yeah, I understand.
Especially when my job is not going to be stationary.
Yeah.
I hope it's not going to be stationary because I just spend an awful lot of money on this schooling. So.
What are you in school for?
Truck driving, actually.
Oh, okay, truck driving.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, you can easily do a sideline of holistic on the side, you know what I mean? What the message is that you have these abilities and talents, and you can bring them out whenever you wish. They're just there. It's a part of you.
Sure. Well,
okay.
You know, you never know what you're going to run across on the road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be open to anybody that is involved in that field, because there is a chance that even the relationship, the other end, may be even connected to that.
Okay.
I would be alert in what I do for work and anybody that's connected to the health field. So let's see. It'll be interesting to find out.
Well, it's funny that you mention that, because I'm actually trying to get a... an old junior high school friend of mine nominated for an award. She works in pediatrics.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if that's what you're picking up there. I've just got in contact with her. She popped into my mind, and I want to get her nominated for this, you know, prestigious award. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that's what it is. That's what I'm thinking all this medical stuff is, too.
Yeah, yeah. It just, I don't know why it just didn't come to mind at first there, but...
Awesome. Well, you know, I get so much info that it's hard for me even to know where it's going.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I try to get what I really know I know and then pull that out, so...
Right.
But... I'm getting two people that's hosting each other, and over top of that is all medical imagery. So I think you're going to do a lot for your friend. Continue with that and put what you can into it.
Well, she deserves accolades, so
yeah,
get it for her.
Yeah, I'm getting two people holding up a champagne glass and celebrating.
Oh, good.
And then there is some medical stuff with this. So the person involved is... definitely connected to the medical. All right, Christine, I'll leave you with that. I give you a 9 and a 2 and a 7 for numbers.
Lucky 7.
Okay. And be alert for somebody flirting with you.
I will. Well, I have someone very heavily flirting with me, so it's kind of confusing. So you've helped me a little bit with that.
At least I, you know, I say what I feel and what I hear, and just hope the pieces fit somewhere.
Well, I'm sure they will.
Well, okay. You have a good night, and thank you for listening.
And thank you very much.
Get on the CB and tell all the truckers, bbsradio.com.
I will. It's hard for them to listen driving down the road, but I will let them know, absolutely.
Every way you go, say it, bbsradio.com.
You betcha.
Okay, thank you. I'll be here. Hey, I'll be here tomorrow night. Tell your friends tomorrow night I'll be here.
Okay, I will do.
It's a new night. We're opening it up tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so I do Wednesday and Thursday night and Sunday night.
Wow, that's great.
Okay.
You're a busy guy.
I'm going to get even busier.
Well, I can't wait to listen more of your wonderful readings.
I'm on a mission. I want to do a lot with what I do. I want to do a lot of good in the world, and I think radio is the way to do it.
Well, absolutely. You got to get out to the people, right?
Yes.
From your backyard.
The masses. If everybody, you know, if 10 million are listening and everybody sends a buck, can you imagine what you can do with 10 million in charity? You can,
so
sick,
much.
Sick children and the mentally ill, and I mean, it's just on and on and on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what my goal is.
Well, I can't wait to see you fulfill your goal.
Thank you. And you have a good night.
You too now.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, everybody, I'm going to say good night for now. I'll be here tomorrow night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Write it down, midnight, tomorrow night. And you all have a good night, and God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.